Hare Krishna. Asking whether God exists is like asking whether a circle is circular. Suppose someone asks us, is a circle circular? We will ask them, what do you mean? Don't you understand what a circle is? The question itself is pointless, because the definition of a circle is that it is circular. So if somebody asks, is a circle circular, that means they don't know the definition of what a circle is. So similarly, when people ask, does God exist? So here, they have a particular conception of God which is different from the definition of God. So they conceive of God as some person who existed long ago, or some person whose image is there in the temple, or some person who might have been imagined by some people. So they think, oh, and maybe there is some part somewhere high up in the sky where God might be there. And then they wonder, does such a person exist? So they often think of God as someone like Santa Claus, or God as someone like that. And they wonder, does such a person exist? And now naturally, if that is the conception we have, then we will actually get the question, does God exist? But if we understand the definition of God, the definition is given is that He is the cause of all causes. He is the source of everything. Now, if we look at all that exists, the existence of anything here is dependent on the existence of something else. Say, I am sitting right now on a chair. The chair's existence is based on the existence of the ground. If the ground would not be there, the chair would just sink in. You know, my existence is dependent on my parents. If my parents had not been there, I would not have been there. So if we go backwards like this, if there is eternally a chain of just things whose existence is conditional, dependent on something else, then there we cannot have an infinite chain, just as we cannot have a building which has infinite floors but no ground floor. There has to be a ground on which a building can be huge, but it has to be a ground floor. It has to have a ground floor where it has to be situated on the ground. So like that, we all come from certain things, but all these things have conditional existence. Their existence depends on something else. And when we go backwards, the point where this chain stops, the point where we all recognize that this is not conditional, this is eternal. This is a ground of all being. This is the source of all existence. That point where we stop, that is God. Natadasti vinayatsyan maya bhutam characharam yachapi sarva bhutanam bijam dadaham arjuna. Krishna says in 9.39 in the Bhagavad Gita, yachapi sarva bhutanam. All living beings, all of existence in fact. Bhutanam can be living beings, bhutanam can be existence also. So, yachapi sarva bhutanam, for all of existence, bijam tadaham arjuna. O Arjuna, I am the seed, I am the bija. Natadasti vina yat syan. And vina, without my existence, maya bhutam chara acharam, without me, nothing could exist, whether it be moving, chara achara. So, God doesn't just exist. God is the one without whom nothing can exist. God is the basis of all existence. And if we understand this definition of God, that things exist here, and where did those things come from? The basis, their source, that starting point is God. Once we understand that, then we understand that the statement God exists, or does God exist, these statements indicate does God exist? The question indicates a misunderstanding of the nature of God. And when we understand that God is the source of all of existence, His existence ensures the existence of everything else, then by understanding this definition of God, and then we have a systematic philosophical understanding, and then we may see certain images in the temple, we may hear of some person performing some leela. We need a proper philosophical connection. So first we understand the position of God, then we understand His depictions, then we understand His actions, then we will have a proper perspective to understand who God is. And we start from the philosophical conception of God, philosophical definition of God, then our conviction in God's existence will also become unshakable. Thank you. Hare Krishna.